Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Let's dive right in to today's show. You know how people talk about, you know, being authentic. I want to be authentic. I want to be raw. I'm going to be who I am out there. Okay. All right, I'm going to take another side of that because I see some things happening in the online space and really, I think, anywhere where people, what they really mean is, yeah, they're going to say some stuff. They want to be maybe like the next Howard Stern, or I'm just going to get it off my chest, or a Gary V where you're dropping a bunch of F-bombs out there. By the way, nothing against Gary V, nothing against Howard Stern either. But if that's not who you are, you're not showing up authentically. Like, seriously, you know. Showing up authentically means sharing your thoughts unapologetically with how you would normally communicate, you know, every single day. And I think another aspect of this is they're really looking for the likes and the follows and searching and seeking that kind of significance out there. So they say they're showing up authentically, but yet they're still checking to see how many people liked it, how many people followed it, or anything like that. That's doomsday stuff, man. That's not how you build a brand. You know, if you want to really show up authentically, then share the thoughts that are on your mind that you share at the dinner table, at the coffee shop with people. I doubt you're sitting inside Starbucks dropping a bunch of F-bombs trying to shock the person that you're meeting with, you know. But if you do, then hey, that's your message. Great. But here's where your boy's going to get a little preachy with you and informing you that your longing for significance can only be quenched by God. And that's the truth. Okay. So the closer you draw to him, that is your authentic self. Like, you are created in him, his image. And that's what I say all the time. These words I share on the podcast are not my words. They're given to me from God. Just like God gives you every thought that's in your head. These words that I share are from him. I used to put so much pressure on myself when I started this podcast a long, long time ago. I thought, God, what can I say today that's, really going to move the needle? And then I figured out after a while, and when I say after a while, I mean like 5 years. Yeah, that's why I get a kick out of people like, what? How quick can I get 1,000 downloads or 10,000 downloads in my podcast? Like, yeah, we're not a good fit. We're just not a good fit. You know, who cares how long it takes you to get your first 1,000 listeners or downloads? It's about building the right audience, the individual who vibes with your message, and stop having this disease to please that if you say something that really is what your thoughts are from God, that you're going to alienate somebody. That's not showing up authentically. That's still trying to people please, you know? So the mistake a lot of people make in this branding and messaging game, and I think just in general, is they want to make themselves the center of the universe instead of giving that to Jesus, you know? And you're like, hey, it's the Everyday Saturday podcast. What is this guy? Why he's talking about Jesus? Yeah, this message started as a ministry. And I keep trying to tell people, you know? Like, well, how'd you get that many downloads? Or how do I monetize it? Hey, you know what, man? I started this thing as a ministry. I had no clue what I was doing. And I figured, you know what? I'm going to give all of this to God. My pastor actually said that. I saw him in the produce section of Kroger one day when I launched the podcast. And he said, hey, how's the podcast coming along? I was surprised he knew what it was, the term podcast, because the iPhone hadn't even been invented yet. You know, and the only way people even heard it was if they had an iPod or they were connected to their computer. And he said, you know what, Sam, God's going to bless that. That's your ministry. And it's funny. Isn't it? Have you ever had somebody say something to you that was one sentence, just a few words, in passing, and you never forgot it? I've never forgot that interaction in the produce section at Kroger some 20 years ago, because I still have that same thought in my mind about this message and really how I go about anything. I'm not here stressed over when's the next client coming in or how many downloads am I going to get or what's the next stage I'm going to speak on. You know, I don't even know. I'm trying to think. I know I spoke in El Paso last year. Great event, by the way. Unbelievable event. Just awesome. Spoke in Dallas. And the reason I'm sharing this is because my desire to leave my family, to get on an airplane, go through TSA, stay in a hotel, be away for a day or two or three, just to be on a stage to get some sort of adoration, it just doesn't fuel me anymore. You know, it would have to be the right environment, and the people would have to embrace the message ahead of time. Like, hey, this is what I'm going to talk about, you know, unapologetically, like we were just saying, authentically. But that need was there, you know. So that was a flaw of mine. Like, oh, I'll go on this stage. I spoke on this many stages this year. And what I found was that was ego. That was me. That had nothing to do with God. God wasn't telling me to go spend time away from my family, to go take a red eye flight somewhere across the world or across the country just to be on stage for 90 minutes. I don't regret doing any of that. It was great. Led to a lot of great clients coming on board, a lot of great momentum and things like that. But if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have done it. I would have just kept doing what I'm doing now, doing everything from home, podcasting from my car, working with clients from my house, online, on Zoom, things like that. And I'm sharing all of this because I think there's a real powerful message to not have anything take the place of your relationship with Jesus and have him be the center of your own universe. And I want to thank my pastor, Phil, because that's the message. A lot of what I've shared today was inspired by the sermon that he gave today. And it's not that I didn't already know this and you don't already know this. And by the way, if you're not a Christian and you don't believe in God, it's so wild to me that people still tune into this podcast because they understand. I've had so many people say, you know what, man, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God, but I wish I had half the conviction for my thoughts than what you have for your relationship with God. So people, if they're going to leave you, and you will. You'll have people in your inner sanctum that will leave you because, you know, you show up this way. That's okay. I mean, that's not what you were chasing in the first place, right? You're going to find the best clients, the best students, the best audience as you show up, like that word we were talking about earlier, you know, your authentic self, the way you speak, because how you do anything is how you do everything, you know? And I really want to encourage you, don't shy away from what God has put you here to talk about, to teach about, to do. You're going to lose relationships because of it. I have. We all have as we walk this Christian faith and then try to balance that with the business that we do and the message that we share and all that. But as you look back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you're going to see, man, that was actually addition by subtraction. Like them leaving added more. Because now I don't have that, you know, I don't have to worry about what they're thinking. I can just speak the way I want to speak. I'm not doing it from a place that I'm out there to hurt people and my words. And I don't want to be a shock jock or anything like that. I want to share a story. I want to teach a lesson. I want to be as excited about this movement as I am about politics, about sports, and about all these other things that I can shout from the rooftops about. You know, what I had for breakfast, my new diet, workout routine. I want to be as excited about this. Like, this is what gets it. And as a side note, when I get as excited to talk about my relationship with Christ, more than politics, more than sports, more than myself, that's how I know I'm in the right spot. And I know it doesn't vibe with anybody. And I don't give a, I could not give a you know what. If it doesn't, I think that's the beauty. Like, that's the power. Like, you become so much more powerful when you're like, I don't care how this lands because I know it's right. I know it feels right. I know I'm going in the right direction. So I wanted to share this message with you today to have that courage to step out, to stand out from everybody else out there. Absolutely show up as your authentic self, but don't go chasing the likes and the follows, and don't allow that stuff to be the center of your universe. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I hope it planted a seed in good soil with you today. If it did, heck, shoot me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Let me know you're listening to the podcast. Always love hearing from the listeners of the podcast. All right, say it with me, gang. Have the best day ever. And that's a wrap. Another Every Day is Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Every Day is Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Every Day is Saturday podcast.